You're listening to SBS News.
At the end of 8 days of attending summits in Europe and Africa, Boris Johnson has returned home to the United Kingdom, only to be greeted by a political storm that could fuel the backbench push to remove him as Prime Minister. His leadership position even more under threat than ever, after two of his most senior ministers quit within minutes of each other. Finance Minister Rishi Sunak and Health Minister Sajid Javid says that the Prime Minister has mishandled a sexual misconduct scandal by a senior MP, and they question Mr. Johnson's ability to run an administration that adheres to standards. It follows a day of fiery edicts in Parliament, like this one from Labour's Angela Rayner, questioning what Boris Johnson knew and when.
Last week, the Prime Minister said that he knew nothing of specific allegations about misconduct by the member for Tamworth. Then he claimed he had only been aware of reports and speculation. But, Mr. Speaker, the truth is out today, and that defence has been completely blown apart.
The Prime Minister's judgment in appointing Chris Pincher to the government to oversee the discipline and welfare of MPs had been called into question. Last week, Mr. Pincher resigned as the party's deputy chief whip after admitting having been drunk at a private members' club in London, where it was alleged that he groped two men. Some 14 more allegations accusing Mr. Pincher of sexual misconduct over the course of a decade have emerged since then. Boris Johnson's administration had initially denied the PM had been told about previous accusations against Mr. Pincher made in 2019. But then the former top civil servant in the Foreign Office, Simon MacDonald, made clear in a damning letter that the PM had been briefed about an investigation into Mr. Pincher. In what has become a familiar ritual for Boris Johnson, he's delivered an apology on the BBC for elevating Mr. Pincher.
Prime Minister, do you accept it was a grave error to appoint Chris Pincher to your government?
Yes, I think it was a mistake, and I apologise for it. I think in hindsight it was the wrong thing to do. I apologise to everybody who's been badly affected by it, and I just want to make absolutely clear that there's no place in this government for anybody who is predatory or who abuses their position of power.
These latest resignations come after Mr. Johnson only narrowly survived a vote of no confidence amongst Conservative MPs last month, which means another no confidence vote cannot be held for 12 months. Earlier this year, Mr. Johnson was fined by police for breaking lockdown rules at Downing Street, where members of his staff were found to have held several parties, which he himself attended while his government was enforcing a lockdown on the country. Under Boris Johnson's leadership, the UK has also continued to struggle in adapting to Brexit, risking a possible trade war with the European Union by unilaterally overhauling the special deal it agreed with the bloc for Northern Ireland. It's now clear that support for Boris Johnson within his own party is collapsing. The revolving roster of scandals has alienated many, like former supporter, Conservative MP Andrew Mitchell, who now says the PM must go.
Well, I'm afraid it is over, and the question now is how much longer this is going to go on and what damage will be done to the country and indeed to the Conservative Party brand. But it is over, and tonight the Prime Minister must think very carefully about what is in the best interests of the country and of the Conservative Party. It's a bit like the death of Rasputin. He's been poisoned, stabbed, he's been shot, his body's been dumped in the freezing...
But don't you need resilience in your Prime Minister?
..dumped in the freezing river, and still he lives. But this is an abnormal Prime Minister, a brilliantly charismatic, very funny, very amusing, big, big character. But I'm afraid he has neither the character nor the temperament to be our Prime Minister.
Within hours of Mr. Javid and Mr. Sunak's resignation letters, a string of Conservative aides followed suit. Mr. Johnson attempted to recover his authority by swiftly appointing Nadeem Zahawi as his Chancellor and Steve Barclay as Health Secretary. But the credibility of the move was undermined as reports emerged that Mr. Zahawi had threatened to quit unless he got the job instead of the Foreign Secretary, Liz Truss, following a reported power struggle within Downing Street. The leader of the country's opposition Labour Party, Keir Starmer, saying he would welcome a snap election if one was called, because the country needs a change of government.
Tory cabinet ministers have been cheerleaders for Johnson throughout this sorry saga. They backed him when he broke the law. They backed him when he lied. They backed him when he mocked the sacrifices of the British people. So they have been complicit as he has disgraced his office and let down his country. And frankly, if they had a shred of integrity, they would have gone months ago. We need a fresh start for Britain. We need a change of government. And this government is collapsing. The Tory party is corrupted. And changing one man at the top of the Tory party won't make any difference.
Tina Quinn, SBS News.